Windows Server 2012 has hundreds of new features and enhancements. It also has several new licensing options. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here. And on today's episode of Connection Point, I am joined by Joel Sherman. He's a senior Microsoft product development specialist at the PC Connection family of companies. Joel has more than 7 years' experience in the software channel, five of those specializing in Microsoft. And he is here with us today to outline the most relevant benefits of Windows Server 2012 with a special focus on the licensing changes that you really do need to know about. And Joel, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Thank you, James. My pleasure.
First, though, before we get to that, we start off with why is Microsoft making changes to the Windows Server platform?
The reality is that IT infrastructure, information technology infrastructure, has changed quite a bit. If we go back to as early as 8 to 10 years ago, maybe even 6 years ago, when a company bought a server, you knew exactly what you were buying it for. You knew exactly what was going to be on it. You were going to put on an Exchange server. You were going to put on a SQL server. You're going to have an application server, maybe your file, print, and Active Directory server. You knew exactly what that server was. So you had very specific goals in mind. However, with the advent of cloud strategies, purchasing a server has changed. You're no longer purchasing a server for a specific use, but you have a common fabric, and at any given time, you could have 2, 3, 4, 5 or more applications running on a single server. So the reality is that Microsoft had to change because the work style and the IT infrastructure has changed.
All right, so that's the why the change. Let's get into the what are the changes in Windows Server at a high level that are really going to affect most of our listeners.
The first thing we need to focus on are what are the three additions that are going away. Windows Server Enterprise is going away, which will affect most people. There's a reason Microsoft did this, is that with, and I'm going to cover this in just a second, but with Windows Server 2012, because all the features and the technology is the same between Standard and Data Center, the reality is Microsoft didn't need a third edition between Standard, Enterprise, and Data Center. So now they've limited that down to two editions. HPC, which is the high computing software that Microsoft sold in the server, is going away, as well as web server is going away. And again, as I said, the reason is there's been added technology and Standard, so that now the features of both servers, the technology in both server is all the same. So what am I talking about? High availability, failover clustering is available for both Standard and Data Center. Proc support, so both Standard and Data Center support up to 640 processors. Both Standard and Data Center support up to 4 terabytes of RAM. Really, the only difference is in the virtual machines, which we're going to cover shortly. So what this does is it gives you a common licensing structure and a common feature set across both servers. So no longer do you have to worry about, well, I'm only going to be running 4 procs or I'm going to run 8 procs. I need to be able to put this in a failover cluster. There were a lot of customers who were buying Enterprise specifically because they needed to be able to cluster it, but they weren't using all of the additional features and benefits. Now we've taken that price point out, and we've just said, okay, what are you trying? How many virtual machines are you running? We don't care what the technology is. It's the same.
All right, so we've got changes to the platform itself. We're retiring some additions. That means, I'm assuming, as we kind of alluded to in the intro, there's changes to licensing. First and foremost, I've heard a bit of a positive change, a little more streamlined, but it's still a complicated type of process. What's really new, and how do folks go about licensing the new additions?
If you remember from our System Center podcast we recorded a few months back, I alluded to this, is that Microsoft is moving to a processor CAL model. By that I mean Windows Server Standard and Windows Server Enterprise in the 2008 R2, the legacy editions, where you licensed them server CAL. So you just put them on the server, you added client access licenses, and then that server was legal. With Data Center, it was a processor CAL model. So, Microsoft was selling it one processor per server. However, you had to put a minimum of 2 on a server, so it became a bit of a nightmare to license. What Microsoft has done here is they've gone to a processor CAL model for both editions. Each license covers 2 processors. So, consequently, if you have if you have a server with 2 processors, you need 1 license. A server with 4 processors, 2 licenses, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason they did this is, again, as we talked about, is Microsoft just wants to be consistent. Now, I need to make a very strong bullet point here. Cores do not matter. For those who remember our SQL Server podcast, Microsoft made significant changes where you started having to count cores within each processor. And this model, you do not. It is pure processor or pure socket with client access licenses. The only difference between the two licenses otherwise is the number of virtual instances. And data center, you can run unlimited virtual machines. However, in standard, you only run two virtual machines. So the question you need to ask is, am I going to be highly virtualized or am I going to be lightly virtualized? And if so, are you going to run three servers in a cluster, which you're going to be moving virtual machines around through orchestrator or live migration? Or is this going to be a server that's going to sit by itself and maybe it's running backup or it's running Exchange by itself, and you're really not going to move it, you're not going to virtualize it around, in which case then you can know in the cluster data center makes sense because you're going to have unlimited virtual machines, but in for those boxes that are sitting alone, standard makes sense because it's very lightly virtualized.
So taking some time up front, doing a little bit of planning, understanding kind of really the usage here, that's going to go a long way in helping determine how are you going to license things. And of course, folks like Joel, the PC Connection team members out there, they're all going to be able, and I'll share some information later about how you can work with team members to really figure out what's going to be best for you. But good, I think, overview about how licensing has changed a bit there. Downgrade rights is something that IT is always interested in. Talk to that for a moment, Joel.
There's an old adage with Microsoft that in a new operating system, such as either Windows 8 or Windows Server, you never really want to adopt it till Service Pack 1 comes out. With Windows 2012, there's some significant changes, so I could see how the adoption rate will be low. So with data center, the rules haven't changed, is that within all the virtual machines, you can go down edition and downgrade. So what do I mean by that? Is you can go to 2008 R2, 2008, 2003 R2, 2003, et cetera. You can even go to NT if you so desire. But within that, you could go standard and enterprise. So you could go within those virtual machines, 2008 R2, 2000 enterprise, you could go 2008 standard, et cetera, et cetera. You are not required to run data center on all your virtual machines. With standard, you get very similar rights. So you can go down to 2008 R2, to 2008, 2003, et cetera, and you can downgrade from 2012 standard down to 2008 R2 enterprise. Now, this is a very critical note here. If you downgrade from standard to 2008 R2 or 2008 enterprise, if you remember, the 2008 editions or the enterprise editions gave you four virtual machines. Well, as I said, 2012 gives you two virtual machines. So if you go down edition to 2008 R2 enterprise, you still only get two virtual machines. The 2012 product use rights apply when you downgrade. So you don't gain two additional virtual machines because you went to enterprise from standard. Doesn't work that way. So even though you downgrade and down addition to enterprise, you still maintain those two virtual machines per license.
All right, good clarification on that part. We focused a lot, Joel, I think, towards more our enterprise and larger customers here. What about small business servers? What changes do people need to know about on that front?
Oh, there have been massive changes on this front. The first one being is that Small Business Server 2011 is going away. This is a big change for our customers because Small Business Server offered some great features bundled in together. So what Microsoft has done is even launched two new editions, Windows Essentials 2012 and Windows Server Foundation 2012. Windows Server Essentials both Essentials and Foundation do not require client access licenses. You purchase the server and license, and that's it. Foundation can only be bought through OEM, and Essentials can be bought through volume licensing. Essentials allows up to 25 users and 50 devices to connect, whereas Foundation allows 15 users. Foundation does not allow for any virtualization. Essentials allows for you to run this server on a hypervisor. Now, this is critical to understand. You can run it on top of a hypervisor. You cannot virtualize within Essentials 2012. Now, for customers who say, yes, these are great additions, but I want Small Business Server 2011, Good news. You can still purchase Small Business Server 2011 through June 30th of 2013. At that time, it is going away. If you had software assurance on 2011, when it comes time for renewal, you will have the ability to renew for a Windows Server 2012 standard, Exchange Server 2010 or 2013 standard, as well as the CALS. If you had the premium add-on, you will also have the ability to renew SQL Server and SQL CALS to keep your software assurance or keep your environment current. Starting at the 1st of October, Microsoft took away software assurance on Small Business Server. So if you purchase that now, you will not be able to add software assurance, which means you will be stuck on a 2011 environment. If you were using Essentials before, when 2012 comes out, the Exchange component is taken out of it, and you will not have rights to an Exchange in 2012. However, Microsoft has made this very cloud ready. This is very easy. This is easily bolted onto Office 365 and Exchange Online, which means that now you have a full, robust Exchange environment that is hosted by Microsoft. You no longer have to try to keep an Exchange environment active in your ecosystem. For the first time in a long time, you keep your server on premise. You can keep your Exchange hosted off on Microsoft systems, and it just gives you a more seamless feel.
Hey, Joel, some good stuff there. Lots of updates and changes, not only to the technology, but to the licensing of Windows Server 2012. Folks, we hope we gave you a good overview with Joel. In just a moment, I'll give you some follow-up information. I'm assuming a lot of you want to get more information. There's definitely more to share. But Joel, scratching the surface, giving that good overview, really do appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you, James.
And of course, folks, if you're interested in learning more about Windows Server 2012, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about engaging their on-staff software licensing and virtualization experts. You can also learn more online. PCConnection.com is the website. The phone number, 1-800-800-0014. If you want to send an email, connect@PCConnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that'll conclude this installment of Connection Point.